This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. Charmaine Regg is a licensed practical nurse doing mostly home care. The Springfield resident moved to Oregon about 2.5 years ago. She's originally from St. Louis. Regg has not served in government. She is one of two challengers running to unseat Lane County Commissioner Sid Lykin for the District 2 seat representing Springfield. Regg is currently serving as a board member of the Willamette Jazz Society and the Washburn Homeowners Association. She's also a member of the Oregon Native Plant Society. Charmaine, welcome to KLCC.
Thank you.
Why do you want to serve on the Lane County Board of Commissioners?
Well, I have been an activist for decades. I've been involved in letter writing, boycotting, demonstrations, and at some point I get tired of always being involved and never seeing things change. And I'd kind of like to be on the other side of it.
So what experiences do you have in your life that would qualify you to serve on the board representing Springfield?
Well, I am interested in politics. I pretty much follow everything that has been going on here and in the state of Oregon. I feel like I'm honest, and I feel like I'm not power hungry, and I feel like I would be open to people and just would do a good job.
What do you see as the top priorities and responsibilities of the Lane County Board of Commissioners?
I know right now everyone wants to see more jobs come to the area. Also, they're worried about safety. And for me and most people, the environment is a really big issue.
You're challenging board member Sid Lykin. How would you rate his performance on the board so far?
I think some things have not been good. For example, I think that was a dirty deal to let that Parvin Butte go through, to have that blasted. Also, I think that was really sneaky about Leanne Richardson and how she was padding her paycheck with unearned sick time and vacation time. And several of the board members knew about this or found out about it. Also, with the forest bills, the ONC bills that Wyden and DeFazio have, the board members, at least in Springfield, Sid seems to back those, and I do not.
And how have you been campaigning, and what are you hearing from voters?
Well, a lot of people are interested in those issues, and of course the people I am friends with are very interested about the ONC lands, and even though it's a state issue, I'll throw in the state forest lands as well. My campaign, I've been interviewed by a number of people, and I've been to the public forums. As far as on the street, sort of pounding the pavement, I have to say I haven't been out there a whole lot. I'm working, and I don't have a lot of funds right now. I've actually only spent $10 and made little flyers that I'm giving out.
Do you have people helping you? Do you have a committee or friends that are working on your behalf?
I have friends. A friend of mine is having a friend of hers help me set up a Facebook site. I don't have that yet. And I have friends also who will help hand out some of the flyers.
Charmaine, is there anything else you'd like to add or tell our listeners?
Well, I'd like to see more transparency in the government. It even feels weird how when you go in there and you sit and they're all above you, the county commissioners. I think that the public should be directly involved in everything that the government does. Because for one thing, they seem to forget that they are public servants. They're paid by the taxpayers. They always want more taxes. They threaten to cut things that we love. And I think it should be the reverse. We should be telling them what we want.
Charmaine, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Charmaine Regg is a licensed practical nurse. The Springfield resident is challenging Lane County Commissioner Sid Lykin for the District 2 seat representing Springfield. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner.